I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Iraqi government recently announced plans to take back the city of Fallujah, which has been under ISIS control for the last couple of years. But as it prepares to take back the city, the government's also telling the citizens in the area to flee, which makes them refugees. But these people won't be left completely destitute. Emily Fuente says Open Doors USA is there to help.
Open Doors is working with Iraqi refugees who are fleeing to the north to provide just for their basic needs. Many are continuing to live as refugees, and so Open Doors is providing food kits, hygiene kits, all sorts of things just to make their lives manageable as they're living as refugees. Open Doors is providing the resources, but really the Christians on the ground are the ones using it to reach out to their neighbors.
Would you pray that the refugees take to heart God's word and that the ultimate healing would come from knowing Christ? And earlier this week, we introduced you to Emily, whose name we changed for privacy. She fell into the occult, but is now being guided with the truth of the gospel through Set Free Ministries. We left off with Emily deep into her study of New Age philosophy. On this path, she was introduced to shamanism and was trained as a medium, never realizing who she was communicating with.
I was so deceived, and I thought that I was helping humanity wake up and usher in this new type of consciousness.
Even as things became darker, Emily still believed that she was doing good. But through a frightening event, God showed her just how deceived she was and reminded her that Jesus is the only way to Him. Find out how He rescued her when you read the full story at our website. Emily also shares some helpful insight about avoiding traps like these in your own life. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want news that helps you to pray for the world more effectively? Well, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.